There was a man and a woman who lived together, a father and a daughter. They had a lovely life together, although it was a bit odd because usually it was cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents and grandchildren and brothers and sisters all living together. But it was just this man and just this woman. They had a beautiful kakmak, a sod house that had a wonderful view of mountains and ocean. They were in touch with their homeland there. This lovely life continued until the daughter grew up to be a woman. At that point, the father decided that it was time for his daughter to get married. He said, "Panikulu, who would you like to marry? You're so beautiful, you're so intelligent, so I only you could marry anybody you'd like." But his daughter said, "Atata, don't even think of those kinds of things. I don't want to get married. Why would I want to get married?" So the father took it upon himself to go look for a husband. He got into his kayak and he paddled and paddled until he got to the closest communities. He'd bring home all sorts of men to his daughter. Some of them were so absolutely gorgeous, with round shoulders and thick thighs and broad chests. The kind of man that would make any other woman weak at the knees and drooling. But the daughter saw the kayaks land on the beach. She would get this look of disgust on her face, and she would take her favorite dog and disappear out onto the land.
Thank you.
father would bring home men that had mouths that were pure poetry. Poetry that fell down like the rain in the summer, that was nice as it landed on your skin and would make any other woman sigh, just listening to their words. But she would have nothing of it. Again, the kayas would land on the beach. She would get this look of disgust on her face, and she would take her favorite dog and disappear out onto the land. And the father would bring home men that had hands that were so strong, that had eyesight that could see really far, that were so skilled as hunters that he could have provided for 10 children if she wanted. But she didn't want it. Sooner or later, people stopped visiting. They realized this woman just did not want to get married, and there must be something wrong with her. There landed a time of loneliness on the father and the daughter, until one day the daughter came home and said, "Adatak, listen to me. I'm pregnant." And the father dropped, "What do you mean you're pregnant?" "Oh, Adatak, please calm down and listen to my story. You know my dog?" the daughter said. And at the sound of those words, my dog, the father, flew into a blind fury, the kind of fury that looks like he's moving in slow motion. But before you know it, you're red and sore across your cheek. He was so angry at the sound of those words, my dog, that he didn't hear the rest of her story. "You know my dog, when he and I go out onto the land together, he transforms into my lover, and we love each other, and now we're going to have a child together." He was so angry that he took her by the hair, and he dragged her along the beach, and threw her across his kayak. He paddled out to sea. He took her again by the hair, and threw her into the water, and said, "Bunnik, you die!" But this woman, still so full of love and life, clung onto the side of his kayak, and him, still full of hate, took out his hunting knives and said again, "You die!" He chopped off her fingers so she couldn't hang onto the side of the boat. She fell, and she sank, and her fingers splattered into the water, and each one of them transformed into the seals, the fish, the whales, the birds, every single animal you can think of in the ocean. Eventually, she hit the bottom and transformed into a goddess who had control over all the animals that were her fingers. She would keep an eye on human beings and watch for their transgressions. If they were misbehaving, she would call the animals and tuck them back into her long hair. She would sit there and wait until an angakwit made a magical journey to the bottom of the ocean, where he calmed her and told stories that would make her forgive the humans. Eventually, she would let the animals go and things would be plentiful once more. Remember, she was pregnant, and she did indeed give birth to an entire litter of children, children that were half dog and half human. These half-dogs, half-human, became all the Kalunals and the Boatikiks and the Itkaliks. All of the other people in the world came from that one birth of half-dog and half-human. We call her Sedna Adlivun, which simply means the woman down there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.